Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. More than half of Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson's cabinet officials are holdovers from the Lightfoot administration, according to a WBEZ analysis. Johnson is a rookie executive, but people in charge of the departments that help the city run have worked in Chicago government for years or even decades. More than half of Johnson's department heads are left over from Lori Lightfoot, whom Johnson has sharply criticized. Christina Passione Zayas is Johnson's chief of staff.
We didn't want to assume that there was malalignment. We wanted to have a period to understand what are people's skill sets.
The closer you get to Johnson's inner circle, though, the less experienced people are. More than half of the 18 senior employees in his office have never worked in city government, including his senior advisor and communications director. In other City Hall news, Chicago alderpeople are expected to debate today a plan to keep gunshot detection technology in their wards. Johnson campaigned on ending the city's contract with the gunshot technology company known as ShotSpotter. The contract is slated to end later this year, but some alderpersons want the tool to still be available. Experts from across the country came to Chicago yesterday for the Federal Emergency Management Agency's second annual Extreme Heat Summit. Almost every state is expected to experience a hotter-than-normal summer this year, and that includes Illinois. Tom Civic is the FEMA administrator for parts of the Great Lakes region. He says that as temperatures begin to heat up, it's important to get everyone on the same page about managing the high temperatures on the horizon.
So we can actually give communities ideas so they can come up with an extreme heat plan or idea today in preparation for tomorrow.
The two-day-long brainstorm kicked off yesterday and runs through today. Illinois lawmakers have passed some updates to the state's child labor laws. Kids under 16 would not be able to work more than 18 hours a week during the school year, or 40 hours a week during breaks. Jobs outside school hours, like babysitting, caddying, or selling magazines, are exempt. But Republican State Representative Dan Ugosti of Geneva says family businesses, like restaurants, are not, and thinks that that's a problem.
I don't know why we as a state think we know better than parents as to how to raise their kids or when they should start working or what they should be doing. And with the exception of working around some hazardous equipment or material, I don't think it's a space we belong in.
The measure passed both chambers. Lawmakers now need to send it to the governor for his approval. The head coach of the Chicago Sky says the team's top draft pick could soon be back on the court. Rookie Camila Cardoso suffered a preseason shoulder injury and has yet to make her regular season debut. She participated in limited workouts yesterday. Here's Sky coach Teresa Weatherspoon.
First day back, and were we all happy to see her back and getting healthier every single day.
Cardoso is targeting June 1st for her return to gameplay. That date is significant because it's the Sky's first matchup with the Indiana Fever and their star draft pick, Caitlin Clark. Something else you should know today. The Chicago Public Health Department is offering free trainings to recognize the signs of suicide risk and connect people with help. During the pandemic, Chicago had an uptick in suicides, particularly among seniors and Black residents. The city is training employees as well as residents who live in neighborhoods with the highest suicide rates, including Calumet Heights and Norwood Park. High winds have knocked trees and tree limbs down across the Chicago area overnight. ComEd reports more than 16,000 customers are without power this morning. The worst of the damage is reported north and northwest of the city, in Cook, Winnebago, and Stevenson counties. Today's weather: partly cloudy skies with a high in the mid-70s. And tomorrow, we're expecting sunny skies and temperatures to reach the mid-70s again. That's it for now. Later today, we hear the origin of another local Chicago artist as part of Vocalo's Shy Sounds Like series. That's today at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.